Call to Worship is a one-hour radio program that includes beautiful music as a vehicle of worship, along with a short devotional topic. The Call to Worship program has been encouraging listeners since its first broadcast in 1989. This ministry centers around God's Word, spoken and in song. Here is host and producer of Call to Worship, Gary Roby.
Comfort food. Today, God wants us to think about comfort food. And no, we're not looking at something like chocolate, although that is my personal go-to delight. We're going to be looking at our spiritual comfort food, which is the Word of God, the Bible, our daily bread. God's Word will bring us comfort and joy, not just a few moments of happiness, but unspeakable, lasting joy. Comfort that is always available to us, no matter what. Life is kind of like dealing with infections. Scripture, God's Word, is the medication. It doesn't help unless we take it regularly. When Christ provided a sample prayer for the disciples, he included the request that God provide us with our daily bread. We should pray that way as we dig into his Word. When I was very young, we had a small porcelain fixture on our dining room table. It was in the shape and color of a tiny loaf of bread. An area in the top of it held scripture cards. We would take one of those out at breakfast, read the verses, and start our days with those thoughts. I find that my alone time with God, first thing in the morning, is always the most effective way for me. There's an example of that as we look at food provided for the Israelites. Look at Exodus chapter 16. Then the Lord said to Moses, "I've heard the Israelites' complaints. Now, tell them, in the evening you will have meat to eat, and in the morning you will have all the bread you want. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God." That evening, vast numbers of quail flew in and covered the camp, and the next morning, the area around the camp was wet with dew. When the dew evaporated, a flaky substance as fine as frost blanketed the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, "It is manna," for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, "This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat." God provided manna in the morning. We all need comfort at various times, sometimes a little, and then circumstances when we need serious comfort, times when it's hard to find our joy. That is why God's Word deals with real-life issues like loneliness, failure, and lack of self-worth. It is natural and normal for tough times to come into our lives. How we deal with those determines our ability to survive and to find joy in the journey. Remember that you are not facing these alone. The God of all comfort is with you. Look at 2 Corinthians, first chapter. "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." As we find in Nehemiah, we should not be locked into a guilt trip due to our mistakes and sin, but instead celebrate. Enjoy the joy of the Lord. Listen to Nehemiah chapter 8. "Then Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest and scribe, and the Levites who were interpreting for the people said to them, 'Don't mourn or weep on such a day as this, for today is a sacred day before the Lord your God.' For the people had all been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. And Nehemiah continued, 'Go and celebrate with a feast of rich foods and sweet drinks, and share gifts of food with people who have nothing prepared. This is a sacred day before the Lord. Don't be dejected and sad, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.'" Isaiah 49, "Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted." Here is your spiritual prescription for symptoms of stress, doubt, fears, and anxiety. Take one significant helping of daily bread, manna in the morning, followed by the meat of the word later in the day. This will be your comfort food.
This has been another devotional taken from the Call to Worship program, a listener-supported ministry heard weekly on local Christian radio stations and available 24/7 at calltoworship.us.